could find. Especially what the Aboriginal women would often do with these snakes is bite the head, give it a yank to break the neck. You'd be a bit careful doing this so that you don't get bitten yourself in the process. And the way to do it is quickly in and out, so the neck's broken. Okay, good. That's food.
Food secured.
I'm trying to eat rubber bands.
But soon I go from the hunter to the hunted as I enter croc country. I'm in Arnhem Land, Northern Australia. I've just plucked a file snake from the river. It will feed me tonight, but first I need to cook it.
I'm gonna grab this for making a fire. Bet your bottom dollar that this isn't the first time somebody's tried to start a fire in this cave with a hand drill like this. The Aboriginals would have been using this as a friction fire for tens of thousands of years. And it's a pretty rare kind of connection through the ages. I want this to be as smooth as I can, so it doesn't create any blisters when I start to spin it.